A decade-old leadership dispute among the Cayuga Indian Nation boiled over last week. The two factions are arguing over control of business and properties in the Finger Lakes. More from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
This is a disagreement between traditional leadership of the Cayuga and the role of the representative to the U.S. government. After the death of a Cayuga chief in 2003, Clinton Halftown became the Cayuga's federal representative. When new chiefs, including Sam George, were selected by clan mothers, they removed Halftown from his role.
We don't work with paper. I have to keep repeating that over and over again because that's what the government does. Their government.
Calling themselves the Unity Council, they now claim Halftown is refusing to step down. Halftown cites a Bureau of Indian Affairs appeal from January that he says decided the council's removal of him was invalid. Joe Heath is the Unity Council's attorney. They see it another way.
Mr. Halftown clings to power because of this rather quirky federal administrative procedure.
George says Halftown has not acted in the best interest of the Cayuga in recent years.
The reason we're here and the reason we have to do this is because the citizens are being abused by his decisions that he's making.
Last week, the Unity Council and its supporters decided to take action. Before dawn Monday, they shut down the nation's two gas stations and took control of an office building. After an altercation at one, a deal was reached to keep both closed until the parties worked out a solution. That didn't last. Halftown opened one fueling station Wednesday morning, so the council opened the other Thursday. That same day, the council tried to occupy a second building, but were stifled by two Halftown supporters that refused to leave. Dan Hill is a supporter of the Unity Council.
That's why we're here, is because it's been all outside of what should be done.
Halftown has not returned messages asking for an interview. His associate, Tim Tuguns, refused to comment Thursday. Halftown did write a letter to several local newspapers. He calls the Unity Council, quote, irresponsible dissidents. Halftown says the council's claim that he has been removed from power is a lie. He condemned the actions of the council last week and wrote that they should be prosecuted for their illegal activities. The Cayuga's business interests are a blip compared to other Haudenosaunee, like the Seneca, Mohawk, and Oneida, which all operate casinos. But the Cayuga's two gas stations and a gambling hall do generate revenue. Attempts by law enforcement to get the two sides to sit down and talk have never fully materialized. In Seneca Falls, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.